The State Department had to scramble to evacuate American tourists, residents, and professionals in 14 countries.
Why wasn't there an evacuation plan?
Well, because it happened all very quickly.
At least 28,000 Americans eventually returning to the U.S. on charter flights. But U.S. service members remain at risk. Six U.S. soldiers were killed in a drone strike in Kuwait on the second day of this war, and 10 other U.S. troops across the region severely wounded. The death toll in Iran, now more than 1,200, according to the Red Crescent Society. Israel says they have knocked out Iran's air defenses. This Israeli fighter pilot was able to record his mission over the skies of Iran, where they have targeted nuclear facilities and Iranian missile bases buried deep underground.
We're destroying more of Iran's missiles and drone capability every single hour. Knocking them out like nobody thought was possible.
Israel says they have now destroyed the majority of Iran's ballistic missile launchers, but General Defren telling me there are many targets remaining.
So we hit very hard those launchers, more than 60% in less than 5 days. It's growing by the day, every day it's growing the number. So they still have them. We are hitting hunting those launchers, and we will do it until they will.
When you say hunting, do you know where they all are, well, or you're just looking for them?
So predominantly, what we knew, we hit already, right? Now they have many more. Some of it we know, some of it we hunt, some of them we assess, and we have many methods together with our allies to detect those launchers, and we are doing so.